Just as the moon showers nectar with its cooling rays, similarly the feet of Radha and Krishna shower nectar upon the devotees, extinguishing the threefold material miseries, so that the minds of the devotees may reside at Radha and Krishna's feet. They bear the symbol of the moon, which is the devata, or presiding deity of the mind. So Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam that the mind is chanchala, and says in Gita, Arjuna is telling, chanchala hi mana Krishna, chanchala hi mana Krishna. Oh Krishna, my mind is very fickle. It's jumping here and there, wandering here and there. It's very hard to control the mind. It's as hard to control the mind as it is to control the wind. How can you control the wind? You can't hold it. You can't catch it. If it's powerful enough, it'll blow you away. If it's like a tornado or a hurricane, you go out to try, oh, I'll stop the wind. I'll hold on to the, I'll just blow you across the, you know, the country, finish you. So we can't control the mind, but Prabhupada says there that the mind can take rest on the sound vibration of the holy name. Very nice. Very nice phrase. Our chanchula minds, we've said this before, our minds can take rest. Our minds can find a peaceful, steady place. Our minds can take rest on the lotus feet of the holy name of Krishna. So we find that experience. Our minds are like mad dogs or crazy, you know, vampires or something, and we sit tightly with the holy name and try to surrender to the holy name, chant very nicely and attentively, then we become peaceful. And oftentimes, whenever there was disturbances or problems with devotees, they say, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, this problem, this devotee, no, not devotee, and this, that, everything. So many problems. Prabhupada says, look, just chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada gives the same answer, a thousand questions asked, a thousand times answered. They would ask, well, Prabhupada, how about this, and how about that, and why this, why that? Just chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, be happy. And then the devotees will find, especially after you've been initiated, been around for a while, you're in distress or in a difficult situation, thinking what to do, where to go, where to find shelter, who to ask, who to seek, who to talk to, go home, go to my mother, go to my friend, go to another temple, go to India, go to Vrindavan. So many ideas come up. But if you actually just go somewhere in the park, or as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, put a bag over your head or something, and chant in a calm and quiet place with full attention, full devotion, you'll find, you go to a park or sit in your room or some nice meditative place in front of Tulsi, but just by spending a few hours chanting the holy name, say you say, let me chant 32 rounds first, and then decide where I should go. Because the whole Brahmanda is running through your head. Through your mind is the whole Brahmanda, means the whole universe. A universe of ideas, a universe of suggestions, a universe of crazy ideas and thoughts. So sit down nicely and tightly and chant the holy name and surrender your mind to the sound vibration of Krishna's name. And you'll find it. First you're fighting and it's a tug of war back and forth. No, yes, no, yes. Chant, can't, chant, can't, chant, can't. Then you chant, chant, chant. And then after about the 20th round, you feel, wow, this is really nice. I don't have any more problems. What were my problems? I forgot what they were. Maybe I ask my friend maybe my friend can remind me what my problems were. It's really, really nice. You know, this chanting is nice, and it's not so, this temple's not so bad. Wow, everything has kind of a glimmer now, and everything is like it's kind of like a new day, and everything looks bright and fresh, and that old temple building looks like a Vaikuntha spaceship or something, and the deities look so beautiful, and my beloved god sister that I wanted to strangle, you know, a few minutes ago, now I see her as a great angel, and my beloved god brother that I wanted to throw down the stairs and, you know, throw under the wheels of the Rath Yatra cart, I'm seeing as he's just an exalted devata, and, you know, I'm so fortunate to have such nice devotees to live with and serve. So everything's really all right, fine. You come walk, you know, then see the devotees in the afternoon, you go to the evening kirtan, you're dancing in ecstasy, and hey, what happened to Krishnadas? I don't know, he seems to be pretty fired up tonight, you know, he's in a good mood, he's really all right. I saw him the other day, he was bummed out, I don't know, this morning he was going to commit suicide, or whatever. So like that, the holy name is very, very powerful. So it's explained in Chandradeva, he's the god of the moon. So people that are materialistic, they'd rather take shelter of a pearl ring than chant the holy name. So Prakriti Bhaktas, it's called materialistic Bhaktas, they say, I have trouble with my mind, let me wear a pearl ring. My astrologer told me I should wear a pearl ring set in silver. Silver is cooling, so it will cool my passions, and Chandra will be pleased with my 2-cent pearl, and he'll be very kind and keep my mind peaceful. because they know nothing about gemology, how you have to have a perfect pearl, a flawless pearl, set on a certain day with certain mantras by a pure Brahmin, and it costs about $25,000. But, you know, plenty of astrologers are ready to cheat everyone and take their money. Yes, yes, yes. Then you ask yourself, you ask anyone who has a pearl, does it work? I don't know. And the answer is definitely doesn't work. If it works, it's psychosomatic and it's not really working. Anyway, that's a whole other subject. Because we have friends that are in this field and we've discussed, read many books because we have a kind of tendency towards reading too many things. But that Krishna's feet has, and Radharani's feet have a nice moon on it. So if you think of those feet, they're very cooling. What do we say? Nitai Pada Kamalam, Bahukoti Chandra. Bahukoti Chandra, Nitai Pada Kamalam. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Nitai Pada Kamalam. They're like, his feet are like a lotus flower. Bahukoti Chandra. And they're more cooling than millions and millions of moons. So if you can remember Lord Nityananda's feet, what will happen? You will give up sense gratification. Because what is burning us at the stake? What is burning us of lies? What we're being burned by is not by some, you know, fires, the fires of hell, hellfire and brimstone. We're being burned by our lusty desires. We're being burned by our greediness. We're being burned by our envy. These are burning us. So we're on fire. So it's called Davanala. And the Guru comes to put out the Davanala. Samsara Davanala Lita Loka Tanaya Karanya Ganaganatam Pranaya Kalyana Ganana Vasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Nitai Parakamalam Bahukoti Chandra Shushitala. It's like Bahukoti, we know this word Koti. Koti means millions, Ananta Koti Vaishnavindaki, unlimited, Ananta, unlimited, endless, endless, millions of endless Vaishnavas. Brinda means assembly or so, a group or assembly. Ananta Koti Vaishnavindaki, all glories to the assemblies of unlimited, endless, millions of Vaishnavas when they assemble in Swargaloka or they assemble anywhere, in Naimisharani, wherever they are, we offer our obeisances to them. Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavindaki Jai. So the art of Chandra on Radha's feet and Krishna's feet is the real devata of the mind. Let Radharani's feet be the devata of the mind. Let Krishna's feet be the devata of the mind. Because Chandra controls the mind. So why do we submit to these materialistic formulas? Oh, my astrologer told me I should wear a moti ratna on my pinky or whatever to control my mind. So you see in ISKCON, never during Prabhupada's time. In Prabhupada's time, no. Prabhupada preached pure bhakti. Chant the holy name, Hare Krishna. Gems there. Now that everybody's got pendants and gold and this and that and 15 different jewels and gems. Look at this, you know. And they're completely full of Maya. Just full of Maya. And the astrologer's going away smiling. Ha ha, got another one. Made another $1,000 on another sucker. You know, in ISKCON, a sucker's born every minute. That's a kind of a crude American expression. I think you understand what it means. What it means is someone who's stupid, a fool. You know, fools will fall for such things. Prakriti boxes, materialistic boxes. They're struggling for anything. Oh, my mind's driving me crazy. My astrologer, what do I do? Well, according to your chart here, you need to wear a pearl. Oh, where do I get one? Well, just so happens I have a side mine here of pearls. And I can sell you one cheap, only $1,000. Isn't that trouble for you? $1,000. I could buy some Prabhupada's books and distribute some books. No, don't worry. This will be very good, I guarantee you. It's cheating, 100% cheating. Gem therapy in Kali Yuga practically doesn't work because you can't get flawless gems. You're wasting your money. And as a devotee, you're wasting your bhakti. It's pratikul for bhakti. It's prakrit, that's what we say, prakrita bhakti. It's materialistic bhakti. He doesn't want Krishna. Krishna, that's why Acharya is saying, your mind will be cool if you meditate on Lord Nityananda's feet, because we're burned by these fires. So Lord Nityananda's feet are the rain of nectarine and cooling moonshine, which will put out all that fire of lust and greed and envy. So that's what Vishnu is telling, that the Ardha Chandra on Radharani's feet, if you remember her feet, then your mind will be cool, and all these things will disappear, all the lust and everything will go. So we'll finish that tomorrow. Santarashimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.